Hi, I'm Olivia Thompson. This is for my semester two history project. Okay. So, what is your full name?
John Lewis Marion.
Okay. How are we related?
I'm your grandfather.
Yep. When and where were you born?
I was born in New York, and my birth date is November 27th, 1933.
Where did you live when you were born?
The Bronx, New York City.
What high school did you attend and when did you graduate?
I own a prep, New Rochelle, New York, 1956.
What jobs have you had?
I have had a lot of part-time jobs and jobs when I was in school, everything from a waiter to a groundskeeper to a driver, policeman. I've had all kinds of different positions. I was a commissioned naval officer and served for three and a half years, and was served the Naval Air Station in Guam, as well as the 3rd Naval District, which is New York Harbor. And I found that to be a wonderful thing to do. Since coming out of the service, I've had one or two jobs, but the main job that I've had has been in the art auction business. My father was in that business before, and his partners at the time asked me why I wasn't interested in going in, and I really didn't want to go into my father's business, but they talked me into trying it out, and so I tried it out, and it worked pretty well, because I was there for 35 years. I rose rapidly in the company, and was promoted to managing director and president at the, let's see, the age now of about 32 years old, and I became chairman in 75.
Okay.
And remained chairman for the next 20 years.
Okay.
Before retiring. And that's up to date. That was 1964, and since then I've been retired.
Okay. The next section we will be doing is segment two, and it's to just jog your memory. If you don't like remember anything like too well, then we can just like, because it was from, yeah. Okay, so where were you when President Kennedy was assassinated?
I was working in New York, and we were conducting an auction of European silver, and it happened during that sale, and there was a tremendous amount of confusion, and we didn't know if it was true or not true, and we carried on with the sale, but sadly it was true, and the whole city of New York went into shock, and as every place did, all commercial activities were ceased for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days, I guess. And there was a lot of confusion.
How did you feel?
Tremendous sadness and a bit of panic. I mean, all of a sudden, everything had changed, and President Kennedy was somebody very much admired, and he did some really courageous and good things, and he's a wonderful speaker, and it was a great loss.
Question number two. Where were you when Neil Armstrong took the first step on the moon, and how did you feel about that?
Thrilled, I would say, at it. It took my breath away to think about it. Mm-hmm. Somebody walking on the moon, and my memory is that I took the New York Times and saved that newspaper as something that would be memorable forever. Yeah. And I remember putting it in the bottom drawer of the secretary bookcase in our living room.
You still have it?
I don't remember where it is now. And I don't have that piece of furniture anymore.
Okay. What do you feel about Watergate? I'm not sure what that is.
Watergate was a time of mass confusion, and everybody was trying to decide and make up their mind if who was telling the truth and who wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a period very difficult in this country, and I'm not sure we've ever gotten over it.
How did you celebrate our nation's bicentennial in 1976?
Bicentennial?
Yeah.
I remember going to a reception in Lower Manhattan, and I was in the I don't know if it was the World Trade Center, but it was a very, very high building. And I was on the top, it might have been the World Trade Center, and saw the fireworks and looked in and saw New York Harbor, and it was thrilling to see. I was a proud American.
Question number five for segment two is, what was your first personal computer?
First personal computer... I bought a Mac, one of the first Macs that came out.
Yeah.
And I actually bought it because my youngest daughter was having trouble writing, and at the school they said that a computer might help her. And so that was it. We got this little computer. And it was just the beginnings of home computers, and it was a small one. And she was at that time in grammar school.
So this is Aunt Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number six. Where were you when the Iron Curtain fell, 1991? Do you remember that?
1991. I was still... active in business.
Mm-hmm.
And was working. I had some contacts and friends in Washington, and just felt great pride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a time when we knew that this is a wonderful historic moment.
Yeah. Okay.
Thrilled to be an American, I would say.
Yeah. Number seven. Where were you on September 11th, 2001? How did you feel about that?
I was at our home in Texas, and I was watching I was having my breakfast. And I had the television on, and it was on, it was ABC News, it was on, the morning show, Diane Sawyer, and the plane hit, and then the second plane, and the first one, I thought, oh, that's an accident, or some crazy pilot, mm-hmm. you know, didn't know what they were doing. And then the second one, and you knew that was for real.
Okay.
And it was just a time of great panic.
Okay. And the last question we have for segment two is, what was your memory or your mood of the country or after the second plane crashed into the building?
The entire country went into a panic mode, and everyone was looking for information and direction. All planes were grounded, mm-hmm. and I remember that my wife and I got in the car the next day, and we drove out to our ranch, which is 3 hours away from the home in Fort Worth.
In Guthrie.
And stayed at the ranch in Guthrie for almost two or three weeks. And we're very happy to be in a place that we felt we could judge what was going to happen. Because we didn't know if it was going to be World War III or what.
Yeah.
But if we were out there, we knew we were okay.
Because you're in the middle of nowhere.
You're in the middle of absolutely
nowhere.
Absolutely. In the middle of the range in Texas, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so our last segment is segment three, and you have to tell me about your life and experiences. So number one, what are some most important lessons you feel you've learned over the course of your life?
Well, to treat other people as you'd like to be treated, first of all, you have to care for your employees and your loved ones, and have them be as one in the direction that you're doing, whether it's business or family or pleasure. You always have to treat everybody honorably in order to have relationships that everybody can trust. Mm-hmm. Life is very much a two-way street, and what goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two is, some people say that they have had difficult or stressful experiences, but they have learned important lessons from them. Is that true for you? Can you give examples of what you learned?
Well, some of the biggest art auctions that I had, probably I would have negotiated beforehand the sale and the consignment of the property to us, and then I would have had to represent it to the public. Our experts would have had to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the general public would come in to inspect it on the exhibition, and it's almost like you have an examination, and the public is going to give you your grades, because they represent their acceptance mm-hmm. of what your opinions were
yeah.
by the price they pay.
Okay.
So it's that's why my business was so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then number three, as you look back over your life, do you see any turning points? These turning points are as if your life changed a whole new direction.
Well, it changed a number of times. It changed by the each school I went to,
mm-hmm.
because I met different people,
yeah.
different types of people. We had different types of leadership in from the teachers. Some of the teachers that I had in grammar school and high school, prep school, I can remember to this day.
Yeah.
And nothing stays with you as much in your lifetime as a great teacher.
Yeah.
I can remember teachers that I had in high school, but also in college, in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
when I went through officer candidate school, and I would say that education is a very important mm-hmm. Step in your development.
Okay. And then number four, what's the secret to a happy marriage?
Honesty?
Okay. Five. What are some of the important choices or decisions you made that you've learned from?
Important decisions that I have made that I have learned from. I don't know what to say about that one. I think career decisions would be started really in your education, and I can remember in high school getting involved with activities and things which have had a lasting effect on me, and sports have always been important in my life, and I was too skinny and thin, not healthy enough to really play sports for most of my prep school. And finally, in my last year, our doctor said that I could go and play. And I made the varsity baseball team and basketball team in the senior year, and that was a big plus for me,
mm-hmm.
in my feeling confidence. I always had jobs, everything from delivering newspapers to working in stores, and I just always kept busy. And I earned my own money, spending money, and that was always a source of pride to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just building blocks.
Yeah.
You know, you learn to be more independent, and then you build toward going out on your own and doing things later on.
Yeah. Okay. Number six. What would you say you know now about living a happy and successful life that you didn't know when you were 20?
Well, you never can have too much experience.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what I would say.
Okay. And then the last question is, what would you say are the major values or principles that you live by?
Well, it's as I've said before. You know, deal honestly with people,
yeah.
and they'll deal honestly with you.
Yeah.
And in the event they don't deal honestly, then deal with other people.
Okay.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.